right and the left. That's correct, you are.
Because you're living on a line. It's a linear expansion in this direction and the other one. It has infinite length but infinitesimal girth. Timeline Earth, only one dimension for you to meet your friends.
Storm into the building and somehow manage to wrestle us into the closet and lock us in the closet and take the show over for an episode, which is fine if you we want to roll with that. I can have the boys record a thing where we're like in the closet like, what the fuck happened? And we're like, oh my god, we got drugged or something. I don't know, we'll figure it out. But yeah, that's the theme for where we're at. But we could also just be like, you know, welcome to the crack house if you want to do that. If you want to do one of those, let's do that. Let's do a crack house bit.
All right, cool.
Let's do a crack house bit.
Are we going to be doing crack?
Do you want to do crack?
I will be doing Adderall because that's my drug of choice.
Pop one. All right, so pop one of those right now. Pop one of those wonderful pills right now.
Adderall's more feminine. Crack is like a man's drug.
Yes, exactly.
Do some crack.
Yeah.
A little crack. Well, we'll get into the spirit of the doing of the crack and things like that. Listen, listeners, ladies do crack too. And on this episode, we're going to show you all the things that ladies can do. All right. Oh, maybe I should. Maybe I'll go in the closet. I'm going to lock myself in the closet. So, Elf, thank you for joining us in the studio. I know it's the first time that, you know, you've really been in a studio with, you know, your employers since, you know, the big event, the fire
the
and
fire.
All that.
Yeah, thanks for that.
So, yeah, real cool. Sorry real about, cool. Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, it's something, listen, we have to choose between the recording equipment or you, and the recording equipment doesn't have its own legs. So, I thought we made a good decision, but I'm glad that you're here. Felicia couldn't make it, unfortunately. Mm. She's dead, from what I understand.
Oh, no.
But you're here, and that's good. And we have with us, this is going to be very confusing, because there's one elf and three birds on the show. So,
that's so wonderful.
We didn't really quite work out how this is how we're going to refer to one another. You could say Freebird, and you could say Roth Birdie, and I don't really know what you want, guys. How are we doing this? How is this going to work? Freebird, do you want to be referred to as Freebird, or do you want to choose like a new cool name?
I think I'll stick with Freebird. That's how I've made my other podcast appearances, so okay. I'll stick with Freebird for now.
Freebird, and then Roth Birdian, how do you want to be? Do you want to?
Yeah,
how do you want to be called?
Sure. You can just call me that. I feel like it would be pretty funny because we have three birds. So.
Okay, so three birds and an elf on this episode.
Yeah,
it sounds like a sitcom.
Yes,
it does sound like a sitcom. It's like much of the show. It probably will turn into a sitcom at some point. Well, we're here today because, Elf, you and I, we cavort, you know, in the dark corners of the internet. You and I sometimes will exchange haikus and other things. And we came up with an idea, which was, you know what, let the ladies have a platform for the day. Let them take the show over. And I'm going to just be here really to moderate and administer as, you know, as the proper man's role, of course. Just make sure everything, as you know, just stays, you know, within the rules of order. That's right. So we'll do that. And you can bring us into the topic. What are we going to be talking about today?
First of all, happy Valentine's Day. Today, we're going to be doing the hottest and naughtest first ladies. Just like Girls Town, we're kind of riffing off your guys' idea of doing the hottest and naughtest presidents.
Yeah, Girls Town. Before we get into anything else, Girls Town, right? So, me and the boys, we come up with a unique innovation called Boys.Town. Go to Boys.Town, B-O-Y-Z.Town, to find the anti-social media network. And one day, I get a phone call from Ace, and he goes, "You need to get online." Snitch. And I pick up my internet device, which was in my hand because I answered the phone, and I typed in girls.town as he texted me, and I found an alternate social media website full of women. What is that? What's your mission statement? What's the purpose? And why are you rivaling us? What's going on?
Our mission statement really is just to irritate men.
Well, it's working so far. I've felt a slight... My blood pressure did rise because I know because I have a slight ear infection. And I could hear the eardrum just beating slightly when I saw the website. I could just hear it. The blood pressure was increasing. My eyes were focusing in. I was really upset. Autonomy you've acquired. I'm not sure about that. I'm not happy about it. But you know what? It's some good posts on there, I'll tell you that. Maybe everybody should go and check out girls.town. Is there a Z for
yeah,
that one?
Yeah, there's a Z. Yeah, we came up with that nifty little quirk. Changing the S for the Z. All on our own. Yeah, we were approached by someone and we thought it was a good idea. So I bought the little thing that you type into the box at the top without any help.
And the domain.
The domain. And then we built the website with some codes.
Oh, yeah?
A little clickety-clack. And we've been getting along great. We're doing great. A lot of traffic. 1,000 clicks an hour-ish, roughly.
No way. No way.
Yeah, no, that's a big lie.
Oh, Jesus. I was pissed.
I don't even know how to tell.
Oh, my God. You get your analytics and you tell me you have 1,000 people clicking. How? An hour? I would have been freaking out. What are they doing?
We have noticed that the men probably check our website more than we check their website.
Okay. How did you notice that? Because we respond?
We have people on the inside and they talk about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Spies?
Yeah, such. Spies. Several spies.
I just can't stand... All right. Well, listen. I'm going to clear the air here then. Let's get into some hotties and some naughties. Do you guys want to do the naughties first or the hotties first?
I think we should do the naughties. Kind of like the same system you guys did on your show.
Oh, so more like taking inspiration from the men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Where would we be without men?
All right, great. So let's start with the naughties then.
All right.
So you know what's weird is if you Google ugliest first ladies, you get a lot less results than hottest first ladies. In fact, most of them will just redirect you to hottest first ladies. You know what I mean? Like, they won't even, there is not even an ugliest first lady list. So I guess you guys had to go through the whole list of first ladies. Is that what you did?
Mm-hmm.
Did you find there was a point when you started to go, oh, wow, now they finally look normal?
They did more this time.
I think around 1920-ish, maybe a little before, is that when I started. I was like, these people look like actual humans.
Right? There's something like, when we did the presidents, there was, I want to say it was Ulysses S. Grant, so I guess that's like 1870s or so, when I started to go, all right, that's a normal looking guy. Like, even the guys who we chose, like Franklin Pierce, who came before that, they looked like they were from like gothic romance novels. Like, they didn't look normal guys from today. And then Ulysses Grant just was like, oh, he actually looks like somebody who you'd see at like a baseball game, like a normal guy. So that, yeah, okay. So you guys found it a little later than that, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right. Let's begin with some uggos. Let's do some real uggos here. So our first uggos of the evening, what did you do, 5 or 10?
5 each.
Five each.
Okay. All right, let's start with our uggos then. The fifth uggo, I'll go down this list here. Freebird, give us your fifth uggo, uggoist first lady.
All right, my uggoist, my fifth most uggo first lady is going to be Anna Harrison. She was William Henry Harrison's first lady. I say this because not because she is, you know, completely ugly, but she really gives me off those, like, stern governess in a novel type vibes.
Look,
she just looks
eyebrows.
Cryptic and
wow.
Scary.
She's on my list.
You're right.
Too.
Wow. Oh, well, that means she's higher up. All right. Anna Harrison, you're choosing for your fifth. Very interesting. What do we call that thing? Does she have hair curlers in her hair? What is that?
It looks like ribbons, but yeah, it definitely ribbons. Looks like she's wearing curlers.
Yeah, this is unsettling. Very unsettling.
She looks like
she
my
could
Aunt
be
Betty.
Like. She kind of gives me like, I don't know, that time period Miss Hannigan vibes, where she would just have a house of orphan girls.
Oh boy. Yeah, she
yes.
kind of does.
She definitely does.
Oh, creepy, creepy. All right, Rothbardian, and you, your fifth Uggoist.
So my fifth Uggoist is Eliza Mercardle Johnson.
Listeners, by the way, you're going to want to be Googling along with us. This is definitely not an episode that you should be listening to while you're driving.
Yeah.
Mercardle Johnson, look at this. Wow, she's... Wow, first of all, why does she look exactly like her husband? That's really creepy.
Yeah. We had a talk about this, right? These men dressed up. Right?
She... What is with the eyes on her? She's got, like, bug eyes.
Yeah.
Really strange. What do you dislike the most about her?
I don't know. I would actually say... I would say the same thing as my fellow bird has said about... She looks like she wants to tell me what to do.
Oh. And that's not sexy, ladies
no.
and gentlemen.
It is... It could be sexy in the right context, but not in this one. Yeah.
Not this context.
Not in hot first ladies.
Yeah.
Yikes. All right. So, okay. Eliza Johnson, she's been recorded. And so, Elf, you.
I just went by, like, their first lady portraits. And when I was searching their names later and I got, like, more pictures, I did edit some of them. But my fifth one I did, like, least ugliest is Elizabeth Monroe. She just looks like a man in girl's clothes.
Oh, what is this? Look at the neck.
It's kind of like she wore like a, like her head is really kind of tiny. Her neck is huge. And
huge
she got
neck.
Like a sweatband on in her first lady portrait.
Look at the size of this woman's neck.
She reminds me of like someone who would work for the church in King Henry VIII's court.
I'm stunned by the absolute size of this unit of a neck that she has.
And like her chest, like you would think there would be some cleavage in there. Maybe they just didn't paint the cleavage or something, but it's just real low.
Jeez. James Monroe, do better. What are you doing, buddy? This like, built like a football player. That's actually.
That's why I think it's a man.
Yeah?
Probably.
Are we
maybe.
Thinking? Do you think... All right, let's take a... All right, so I'm going to record Elizabeth Monroe. And then here comes the controversial question. Do you think any of these first ladies actually were men?
I think it was Rothbardian's pick, Eliza Johnson. I'm pretty sure that maybe was
yeah?
a man. Yeah.
And a dude in a... Dude looks like a lady type situation?
Yeah.
I thought Martha Washington looked like a man. Like, definitely...
Oh.
George Washington in a dress sat for that part.
Wow. Now that I know might be a controversial one.
But if you Google her when she was young, then she looks really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they say. This is what they say. Maybe we'll find out. All right. So
okay.
The ladies of the ladies council has decided. Well, here's the thing. You have to now, you got to pick one that's not yours so we can come to some sort of an agreement. Anna Harrison, Eliza Johnson, and Elizabeth Monroe are our fifth picks there. Just to keep that in mind. That's what we're at for number five. Let's go to four. We've got to pick the Uggoist, obviously, when we get there. But let's go to four now. Freebird, what's your number four Uggoist?
I did Abigail Fillmore. She just...
film.
Woof.
Whoa. Underbite.
She's got jowls.
Oh my gosh. She sure does. I was not digging this style of hair where they all have the cowl on and they all have like the weird curled hair on the side. This is
honestly
not a style
it just
that I like.
Looks like she belongs as part of the member of the clergy. Like, this
dog.
Is a man.
That is a dog. Wow. Okay. Jeez. Abigail Fillmore. All right. Didn't even know she existed. I forget Millard Fillmore existed. Rothbardian, who's your four?
My number four is going to be Elizabeth Truman.
Elizabeth Truman. There
is no way to say this nicely, but she has a fat chin. and I don't know, she has a fat chin.
You got a double chin for sure. She definitely does. She also, her teeth are disgusting. Look at the teeth. Oh.
Oh man, their wedding photo. She looks like she could be his brother in a dress.
Oh my gosh. Right. I haven't even seen this one. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
God, what a couple of creeps. What a couple of creeps.
Oh,
this is crazy. There you go. All right, so I'm almost, that one almost stopped me in my tracks. That was crazy. All right, Elf, you?
I have Abigail Adams. First, she has like, she kind of has like meth mouth. Like, I'm pretty sure she might not have teeth. And then if you, like, I don't know how to get you exactly to this picture, but it's on allthingsliberty.com. If you search her name and you see a side-by-side of her and John Adams, they're the same person. I'm convinced they're the same person.
Like my 12th Google result. Oh my God, they really, and they, that pastel, like, very soft painting of the two of them is really odd looking. They
Yeah, like, it looks like he posed for both of those.
They just face-apped him into a woman.
Yeah, they could do that probably back then.
Oh, no doubt. I could probably do it right now if you give me a picture of him. I could probably turn it into a chick. Probably be hot, a lot hotter than Abigail Adams. Abigail Adams is just a name that sounds of like one of those, like, oh, she's from, well, she lives in like a very large mansion on a hilltop somewhere in the woods.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
She like definitely that. Had slaves, even if it was after slavery.
Oh, 1,000%. Well, it was before slavery, but 1,000%. This is definitely a slave-owning lady. Jesus.
Yeah, there's and she likes to boss them around.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, that old crone. Yucks.
You see it, right?
Okay. I sure do. So for the fourth spot, the Ladies' Council has chosen, firstly, Abigail Fillmore, Freebird chooses. Second of all, Rothbardian chooses Elizabeth Truman. And third of all, Elf, you're choosing Abigail Adams, which, by the way, is two Abigails in the fourth category. I guess it was a popular enough name. Let us move on to number three. Freebird, who do you have for three?
All right, well, first of all, I would like to say this first lady was born in Chicago, and as anyone who follows me on Twitter knows, Chicago is my hometown, so I strongly disavow her. I'm going Hillary Clinton. She creeps me out.
Wowza, wowza, wowza. Mm-hmm. I like that. Obviously, she eats kids, so you know how I feel about that.
Some of, like, the pictures of her when she's younger, like, some of them she looks nice, and then other ones she just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when she was younger, did you think she was like prettier, or do you think she always kind of had a thing?
Well, okay. So I'm looking at her. It's on her Wikipedia page. It's her yearbook photo from Maine South High School, which is a high school in Chicago. Like, she's cute. She's a cute chick. But as she as she progressively like gets into politics more, man, she's creepy. Like, there's a photo of her from 1992, probably when she was, you know, really in the public eye. And, man, she just creeps me out.
And Hillary, you sure took a downturn. God, that's... Yeah, she... Okay, good pick. Good pick. I'm like... Sometimes there's a thing about some of these first ladies that I'm like, wow, that... I'm transfixed. Like, that is... You're creepy looking. This is one. This is one case. Rothbardian, who are you picking for three?
So I have picked for number three, I picked Dolly Madison.
Dolly Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say this is partially because I'm very afraid that I will have a fat face. And when I see somebody else with a fat face, I sort of, you know, project, like, I kind of, you know, project my own self-hatred onto the, on, you know, onto my list. So this is my fat face pick.
Does she have a fat face?
I think she has a fat face.
In the young pictures or in the old picture?
I would say in both of them, in both the old pictures and her young pictures, Dolly Madison.
Oh man, roasting Dolly Madison. See, this is the first one that you guys have chosen that I personally am like, I don't know, younger?
I mean, she has nice
she
boobs.
She does have a...
Yeah, but
they were cheating. They were all using those push-up bra things.
Yeah.
All mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't think all girls cheaters. Do that? Don't do that now?
I would really hope that our first ladies, other than Melania, I would really hope that our first ladies are not, you know, using push-up bras in their mid-50s or 60s. I would really hope that they weren't.
Have to, otherwise those things start sagging real bad.
Yeah,
you're right. You're
I would
right.
feel like, yeah, that at that point you would actually need them more.
Who do you think is the, who do you, you guys looked through the whole list. Did you happen to see one first lady whose boob sag was like too much, like it was like, that's very noticeable.
Nobody
I
came to mind for me.
Looked at their boobs.
Being they're keeping it together.
A lot of them, like, you don't really see their boobs very well.
Yeah, it's neck out.
I'll tell you what, Dolly Madison, now that you've mentioned that, this woman has got some serious cleavage for sure.
Yeah.
Wowza.
And she does, right? But like all that I can think about, like she's somebody that
the fat face.
Like she has boobs and they sort of compensate for the face. And
fat
I'm
face.
Afraid to be that, right? I am very afraid of having a fat face, right?
Oh
and
my
like
God. Okay.
I just sort of, you know, yeah.
Okay. All right. Go to the comment section, tell her she doesn't have a fat face. All right, fine. We'll move on from Dolly's fat face. Elf, does your third pick have a fat face?
She does not. She actually has a kind of interesting story, though. I have Rose Cleveland. She's
Rose Cleveland. Okay.
So first I thought maybe it was a man, but I read that she's the first gay first lady.
No.
Yeah, legit had she had a lover. So like this one lady went on vacation and never returned, and like I think probably a mate or something found a love letter from them, and then like she got buried next to her. And while she was first lady, she like faced a lot of scrutiny for her necklines because she wore like really high collars instead of like cleavage showing stuff. And she was like banned from public gatherings. And then eventually Grover Cleveland divorced her or left her, whatever they do, and married his ward, his 21-year-old ward.
Baller.
Crazy, right?
Hold on. Wait a minute. So we can't talk about how much Grover Cleveland was winning. Let's talk about Rose Cleveland and the not being able to go outside because she wouldn't show cleavage. I'm confused.
Yeah, it was like, it said, okay, her book of essays, George Eliot's Poetry, became a bestseller based on her fame, but she was frustrated with public scrutiny of her necklines and a ban on her going to private dinners or public markets.
Oh my God, that's crazy. She couldn't go to the public markets because she had a weird neck?
Yeah. Imagine being so ugly they banned you from public.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh my God, that's a real burn. So that's Rose Cleveland at three. Can you tell me how we knew she was gay? Because you said they found a love letter?
Yeah, so not from her, but there was, let's see, there was a woman, what's her name? Evangeline Whipple. She had a caretaker of her house and asked her to not touch anything, but the lady like left and died and asked to be buried next to Rose Cleveland, and then they found love letters.
Oh my, well there you go.
Very spicy.
You go.
That's the tea.
Very, very spicy. All right. Well, everybody give it up to inclusionary, you know, thinking. Our first gay first lady. Very good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Something tells me we've had probably a couple since then. Let's go to The second Uggoist category. Now, just to give everybody a recap, because now we're getting really spicy here. Freebird, you've chosen at your fifth Anna Harrison, at your fourth Abigail Fillmore, at your third Hillary Clinton. Rothbardian, you've chosen Eliza Johnson as your fifth. As your fourth, you've chosen Elizabeth Truman. As your third, you've chosen Dolly Madison. And Elf, at your fifth, you've chosen Elizabeth Monroe. At fourth, you've chosen Abigail Adams. And at third, you've chosen Rose Cleveland. What I'm noticing is none of you have agreed on any of them so far, which is totally different from what Du Bois did. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, maybe that's like a unity problem that you guys... I'm not sure. Let's get on to the number two. Let's see.
We just got a lot more to choose from because there's a lot that had multiple first ladies. For my second is Margaret Woodrow Wilson, who is the eldest daughter of Woodrow Wilson, who served after her mom died. But I feel bad for her because, first of all, she is not cute. Second of all, she has her middle name was her dad's name and her paternal grandmother's surname. So basically, she was Margaret Woodrow Wilson.
Oh my God. And she looks like him.
Yeah.
Oof.
She looks exactly like Woodrow Wilson. Oh my God. You know how we feel about him. He's one of the most insanely ugly looking men ever to serve in any public office.
And his daughter
and personality.
So hold on. So you're telling me when the wife dies, if he doesn't remarry, it's the eldest daughter?
So he did eventually remarry. So she only served in the role for about like a year and like 3 months. So she wasn't fully, you know, first lady. But yeah, a lot of the times when there's a president who doesn't have a wife, you know, it'll be a daughter, a daughter-in-law, sister-in-law, like basically the closest female relative will serve as first lady.
She is frightening looking, and in none of her photographs does she close her mouth. Her mouth is open in every single one of the photographs.
In this portrait that you find on Wikipedia, it looks like she has braces and a unibrow, but it's really just...
She doesn't,
but it looks like it.
Wow. Good choice, and also bad choice, my God. All right. Rothbardian, your second.
So this is actually a very good tie-in because my second is Edith Wilson.
Oh, okay. Now that is a different one of his disgusting daughters, or is that a different one of his disgusting wives?
No, that's the first lady. But they were all first ladies. But yeah, so I would say that her face isn't fat, but her face is wide.
Her face is huge. She looks like the sun. You know that's the sun emoji when you send the sun emoji and he's smiling. Yeah, she'd be looking like that.
Yeah.
Who do you think is uglier, Woodrow Wilson or Edith Wilson, Rothbardian? Who do you think?
I feel like it's too emotional for me as an answer, right? Because I'm so tempted, you know, to just say it's gonna be him. It's gonna be Woodrow Wilson. Mm. Because
he might be uglier.
I have more hate for him.
Uh-huh. Well. The Wilsons in general, you can clearly point. When we talk about lizards, this is clearly one of those families. Mm-hmm. This has got to be one of them. And so now, Elf, your second Uggoist.
My second Uggoist is a throwback to one of the previously mentioned. I have Eliza Johnson.
Ah, okay. All right.
I think she looks kind of like a frailer version of Miss Trunchbull and like, I don't know, is it okay to say, like, I her nose is real funky, and then, like, she's got, like, a five head?
Yeah.
First of all right, so there's our first agreement, is Rothbardian put her at five, you jacked her up all the way to two, and you call her looking like Miss Trunchbull. From, what is that? That's from, Matilda, right?
The
crazy woman from Matilda.
Yeah, she's like a frail Miss Trunchbull.
Jeez. What a...
And she has really bad skin.
I gotta look at her skin now. I went off her. McCardle is her middle name, by the way. How unfortunate.
That's weird. You see? Wow.
All right. Yeah, I sure do. She does have terrible skin.
If that's a painting, why wouldn't they just kind of fix it?
Yeah, she's all pockmarked and like red spotted looking and stuff. Very strange.
Maybe it's a burn. Yeah.
Another slave owner, by the way.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
All right. Let's go on to our final Uggoist. Freebird, take it away. Who's the uggoest first lady to you?
I think this one's going to be pretty famous, but I am going Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh, very good choice. Yes. I think everybody was like, where's Eleanor on this? Yep.
Yeah, she's Eleanor Roosevelt. Not a good looking gal.
When you look at Eleanor, what is the first thing that you look at? What do you see first?
It's got to be her mouth. Like, there's some weird. It's like that mouth with a protruding chin type situation. I don't know. It's so
and
weird.
Like someone took the corners of her eyes on the outside and just kind of pulled them down a little mm-hmm. bit, but the mm-hmm. insides are still up and standing. Like she's got like very droopy eyes on the outside. Weren't the Roosevelts like inbreeders? Obviously, their relationship mm-hmm, was kind of inbreedy. I think they were far enough away where it wasn't literally inbreeding. But man, she doesn't. She looks like she's got one extra piece of something floating around in her DNA. I'm not sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Golly, ugh. She was the one who put the baby out the window. Do you guys remember this? Have you ever seen these things?
No.
So I don't
before
think I've seen
Michael
this.
Jackson, all right. So before Michael Jackson was innovating putting the baby out the window, search up Eleanor Roosevelt window cage. So she invented a thing called the baby cage. Well, she didn't invent it, but she was like the first to popularize it. And it was this bed that you could suspend from a city apartment window outside to give the babies fresh air and sunlight. And it was literally a cage that you would put your baby in.
Oh my gosh.
Outside the window, suspended from the window. And people were like, this is awesome. And it was built in order to stop tuberculosis because if you put a baby out a window, it won't get tuberculosis.
Sun dried.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So this is a thing that that New Yorkers to this day use for their cats. But if you want, you can put your baby in it. Don't.
Please.
Don't do that.
Oh. I've never heard of that. That's the wildest thing I've ever seen.
Isn't that fucking crazy? Yeah, that gives me the skeeves. Gives me the real skeeves. All right, Rothbardian, your uggoist?
So my number one uggo is going to be Caroline Harrison.
Caroline Harrison.
I mean, one, she's fat. Two, she has puffy hair. Like, she has this puffy hair in the front. It's like it was a mullet before there were mullets or something like that.
Yep.
Like, she has short hair in the front.
She has split ends, but her hair is only, like, 2 inches long.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Wow. That is, it's a pompadour. That's what it is.
A what?
She looks like Elvis. Check this out. Google pompadour. P-O-M-P-A-D-O-R, I think is how you spell it. Yeah. I got that slightly wrong, but it's a
it'll
pompadour.
Come out either way.
A pompadour? Oh,
look at this.
Yeah. Right, like she has an old person version
old
of
pomp.
The pompadour.
A little Elvis action going on.
Yeah.
Very interesting. All right, Caroline Harrison, booked. You're a uggo. Elf, who's your number one uggoist?
My number one uggoist is in agreement with Freebird, with Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh, Eleanor. So that's a clear victory
right
there. We don't even have
it's kind of like, it looks like maybe like somebody would pinch her cheeks a lot as a kid and just one day it stuck.
Uh-huh.
You know, like it pulled the lip up and the eye down. And
brutal. Very good.
I saw her younger pictures and considered not putting her on the list because she was kind of pretty. But then I saw her younger toddler pictures and she was
ugly as a baby.
She was doomed from the beginning. Like
really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can like
oh,
if you
she
look,
was. Oh my god, the bowl cut. She doesn't even have a mouth. What's going on with the lower lip? She's eating her own lower lip in this photo.
Yeah, there's
not
like yeah. So
oh my god.
Not a pretty lady.
This era of presidents and presidential ladies were the ugliest people. Really disgusting looking people. Makes me think that the paintings were misleading. You know what I mean? Like the paintings made them look a lot better than they even were. Because once you start getting into what they really looked like in photograph,
yeah,
really like lunch meat looking.
Yeah, you would think like maybe if somebody was painting someone, they would kind of make them look a little bit better. So if you assume that these paintings are them looking a little bit better, they probably were really ugly.
Trashy. Yeah. Oh, my. Okay, so let me recap the uggoist with a conclusive victor here. Freebird, you had from 5 to 1, Anna Harrison, Abigail Fillmore, Hillary Clinton, love that pick, Margaret Wilson, and Eleanor Roosevelt. Rothbardian, you from 5 to 1 had Eliza Johnson, Elizabeth Truman, Dolly Madison, Edith Wilson, and Caroline Harrison. Also really awful. Yeah. And Elf, you from 5 to 1 had Elizabeth Monroe, Abigail Adams, Rose Cleveland, Eliza Johnson, in agreement there. And number one was Eleanor Roosevelt. So there's a conclusive mm-hmm. victory for Eleanor Roosevelt. Maybe you could have predicted it, maybe not. Ugliest first lady, Eleanor. Sorry to hear that.
I have one more question.
Go ahead.
One more comment. If you Google Eleanor Roosevelt and like open it up on your browser, there's biography.com picture. If you picture her saying inconceivable, look at her saying that.
Biography.com. Everybody go do it.
It's like the, do you see it?
Yes, I do. Inconceivable. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Just ugly.
Biography.com.
You gotta grab that
my neck. God. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that face.
Yeah, that's really bad. All right, let's cleanse our palates, ladies, and appreciate some real beauty now. First of all, I wanted to ask, without spoilers, now I haven't done as thorough research as all of you have, but just a general question to all of you at one time. Did you actually find any first ladies who you would describe as beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I did not in my cursory research, so I'm looking forward to this one. So let's switch it up this time. Elf, you're going to go first. Mm-hmm. Let's do your fifth bootiest.
First, I wanted to say, kind of a throwback to your guys' episode where Fryan said that for guys, everybody always like the heteronormative opinion is that JFK... Mm-hmm. is like the hottest president. Well, for women, everybody's always saying it's Jackie Kennedy, which I disagreed with. I didn't.
As we've discussed, she's very fit. She looks like Will Smith from Shark Tale.
She didn't go on the ugliest list, but I definitely didn't put her on this list. My fifth, I have Michelle Obama. Her presidential portrait, not her presidential portrait, I don't think, or first lady portrait, I don't think that was very great. But in some pictures, she's a very beautiful lady.
Wow, I'm actually really surprised to hear that one, because for me, Michelle Obama would be like maybe 10th ugliest for me. But
hers
I like
that. Hers is super dependent on the photograph.
Yeah, this is very true, by the way, because as you said, everybody should look up Michelle Obama portrait, and because I think the first one that'll show up is the official portrait of her. Oh, no, it's not. It's some weird, put presidential portrait or whatever. Find that one, first lady portrait. You'll find that one. Really not a good painting of her. I imagine she was not pleased with that. She couldn't have been.
Mm-mm. The bangs and no. But she is a pretty lady in other photographs, I think. Good teeth, good skin.
Right, digesting. Yeah. I'm digesting this one. Mm-hmm. I like the pearls. I like the pearl. I like that the fashion sense is good. She's got great kicks.
She definitely has good fashion.
Does. That's true. All right. Rothbardian, your fifth prettiest.
My fifth.
Bootiest?
Did you say bootiest?
I think I'm going bootiest. Bootiest?
Yeah, my fifth bootiest is going to be Rosalind Carter.
Rosalind Carter.
Yeah, I just like something of, like, she just seems really elegant and kind of in a soothing way.
I see what you mean.
And like, she seems like somebody that wouldn't be immediately hot, but once you look at them more, you're like, okay, I see what's going on here.
She's and not really, immediately hot. She's like she's like the mermaid effect. Like, she'll grow on you hot.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I like it. She's got very powerful, large cheekbones.
Yeah.
Really strong cheekbones. All right.
Yeah. I really like her face.
Carter. Well, Roslyn, your face is well liked. Freebird, your fifth bootiest.
Okay. This is going to be probably a little controversial, but I'm going Edith Roosevelt, wife of Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh.
Because there's something about her that makes me feel at ease. She seems like a cool gal. She just looks like she'll take care of you. Like a frontiers woman almost. Something about her I dig.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, she got a cake. All right, so there's one photograph of her. I'm checking this one out. She's actually dummy thick. It's really crazy. So if you there's a photograph of her that's like sepia, and she has a book in her hand and she's looking at the camera. She's also rocking a pompadour of sorts, and she got the ill dummy booty. That thing.
Oh yeah.
You seeing this?
Yeah.
Wowza. You know what, Edith? You're fifth.
Also, Bird, I will say, Teddy Roosevelt, I love him, so you can talk.
Teddy Roosevelt has your seal of approval?
I love the national parks, big fan of those, so I'll accept Very Teddy good. Roosevelt, so just want to let you know since you gave him so what much hate on the...
Yeah, I don't like that guy, and I'm pretty sure I could fuck him up in a fight really easily, but that's just besides the point. What I want to know is if you had a big butt. Teddy Roosevelt's ass. You can search that up if you want. No, very flat, unfortunately. Very flat. Edith, nice booty. All right, let's move forward to number four. Elf, who is your number four?
My number four is Rosalind Carter. I think she's one of the only first ladies who stayed pretty. Like, from younger all the way to, like, her first lady portrait, she was pretty the whole time. She never... Some of them got real busted between those years.
They sure did.
She's like they very sure elegant did. And she looks really nice.
Okay, I like it. And I agree with that there. I feel like just like as the presidents, you know, when they enter the office to when they leave is like, holy shit, what happened to you? I guess the adrenochrome isn't working right. The first ladies, very much the same process occurs. So I guess it's just as high level of stress as being the president, you know, because that's got to all be stress and I don't know. But I agree with you there. Good, age well. That's good.
Yeah, she aged really well.
So Rothbardian, who is your fourth?
So my number four pick is going to be Martha Washington, but when she was young.
Young so Martha.
Yeah, so if you just Google Martha Washington young and that picture of her in the purple dress... she has not aged well, but
no, she did not.
Dress painting is good enough for me to put her at number four.
That painting is from 1775. I don't know. Oh no, no, it's not. It's from the 1750s. Okay, well there you go. So she was in her 20s in that one. Okay, yeah, I can see that there. This was a elf. You had, for lack of a better phrase, seriously turned me on to Martha Washington. I just thought she was straight ugly, but apparently she was very pretty like earlier on in her time. So that's I like that pick. I like that pick a lot. Freebird, your fourth?
All right. My fourth is going to be Grace Coolidge.
Oh.
And specifically, if you look at her first lady portrait, she has it with a dog. So obviously, you know, we love that.
Mm-hmm.
But also she just like looks pretty classy and
yeah, she
pretty.
Does.
She's really pretty in that portrait.
I think she's really pretty too.
Great eyebrows. Great eyebrows on her. The hair is a little disconcerting. Oh, look at them as a couple. With the, look at the hats. Man, everybody should just take a look at the variety of hats that people from the 1910s and 20s wore. It's very powerful. Not a great era of American fashion. Okay, so Grace Coolidge locked in Freebird for number four. Elf, please tell us your number three... Bootiest.
I have Frances Cleveland. I don't know if she was she on somebody's ugliest list?
No,
it was the wife that was Rose before Cleveland. Her. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Frances yeah, I have Cleveland. Frances Cleveland. I think she has really good eyebrows, great bone structure. I just went by her president or her first lady portrait. Whenever you Google and look at other stuff, maybe not so
not
much.
Not as much. A little more hit, yeah.
Yeah. She's prettier in some not. But in her first lady portrait, she's probably the dummiest, thickest first lady.
No doubt.
Is that what you want to say?
Check, if you want to check that Zencaster chat, I've got a specific one I found from Pinterest. She's her booty is like farther out than her shoulders, which is very powerful, considering her husband's booty was probably farther out than his shoulders, too.
They were just a big booty couple.
Big booty couple. That's big absolutely booty couple. Right.
She would have been the e-girl nowadays.
You think so? Is that so? Do you think she would have been the e-girl of that time?
Maybe.
Very compelling.
She's got that look. That
The e-girl look.
The e-girl look, yeah.
Multicolored hair and like she puts makeup on that makes her look sweaty. Yeah, I can see that. All right, Rothbardian, your third bootiest.
So I am again following my fellow bird. I have chosen Miss Coolidge, and that portrait of her with the dog and that drag dress. Just it, like she just looks so elegant and I don't know. It looks like she could like float.
Float yeah. up there.
Yeah.
Okay. So Grace Coolidge, a woman who I did not know existed, is now suddenly on the radar here. Freebird, yeah. Who's your third?
I'm going to go with the prestigious Dr. Jill Biden. I think she's really she's really pretty. And yeah. even some of her earlier photos, she is very, very pretty.
It's true. This is an
She was very close to making my list.
Oh, well, that was revealing. I actually thought she was going to be on your list. Because we talked about her, and we were like, I mean, if you really have to look at her, good-looking lady. Ladies, can I get your opinion on something? Young Joe Biden, was he a good-looking guy?
Let me Google real quick, get a refresher.
Yeah, like, give me, like, yeah. Oh, well, that he's a very good-looking guy in the picture of him with a red shirt. I meant a little
older than that. I think the hard thing is like... Mm-hmm. He started losing his hair very young, and very gosh, young. Yeah, it's not pretty when a guy loses his hair that young, and just doesn't well, you know shave what's it weird? Off. Just
yeah,
shave it.
Exactly. Is he was losing his hair and he didn't shave it off, and then at some point he stopped losing his hair because he's got the same hair that he had when he was 50 today. It's just white. Really strange. There's a picture of Joe Biden in a red shirt, I guess, fishing into a baguette bag. Oh my gosh. Do we all see that one? Do we see that?
Yeah, Joe he's Biden, no young. He's no young Ron Paul, but he was a very decent looking young man in his 20s.
I guess also, I would say 20s, like right? Senator Joe Biden has really weird sideburns. I'm just
yeah, he did
I'm not into
well,
it.
Well, that was he had racist guy sideburns. You know
That's
what
true.
I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Like that era of guys, like you think of like George Wallace and other people, and they all had those fucking sideburns. I think that's what that is.
And in high school, he kind of had the racist bully jock haircut.
He kind of did. Yeah. Now you're making me think about young Ron Paul, because I'm not sure I 100%. Oh, what a looker.
Oh, yeah, you can't deny that.
What a big, beautiful cheeks on you, Ron. All right, anyway, let's get back to it. I'm distracted here by these gorgeous men. All right. Elf, give me your number two.
I've got controversial, maybe, Melania Trump.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Now some respect on her name. Finally.
I just think she's Melania. A pretty lady.
What can we say about Melania? She's my favorite wife. She's the most beautiful woman who's ever married me.
I just want to say, great. her first lady portrait kind of looks like it was taken out of Sears.
Mm-hmm. It's horrendous.
It's
a horrendous portrait. I don't know what the protocol or rules are for requesting first portraits, but that is a horrendous first portrait. And if you look at Ivanka Trump's portrait, because you get an official portrait as well if you're the first daughter. That's she has, first of all, it's in front of an American flag, as it should be. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, shouldn't they all be in front of some sort of American regalia? She looks like she's in front of, like, a window somewhere. Like, they just took a picture in front of a window.
It looks like a downed hot air balloon to me.
I like it a lot. What is Melania Trump? What is her last name, actually? Where is she from? She's Czech?
Something.
She's Slavic of some sort, like that?
You know?
Slavia?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, Slovene-American.
Slovene? Okay.
Slovene. Yeah.
Her and Slavoj Žižek. Very interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. All right, so we're booking Melania Trump as the second prettiest elf pick. Rothbardian, who is your second bootiest?
My second booties is going to be, again, Francis.
Wow. Okay, there's a lot more agreement here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot more agreement here.
Yeah, and I would say the same as Elf, like her, you know, official portrait. She just has such beautiful eyes and such beautiful cheeks. And I know, it's a great first portrait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll do you really well if you get a first portrait. That's good. That'll help a lot. Did the new people get their first portraits? I don't know. I gotta look later and find that out. This could make or break it, right? If Joe Biden gets a horrendous first lady portrait, that could really change things. You ever consider that, Elf?
Maybe we'll have to do an addendum at that time.
We'll do a 5-minute addendum at the end of some TLE episode. We're like, all right, hold on, maybe you guys to get back together. Just let everyone know, man, that picture really took her down a notch.
Or it could bring her up a notch.
Or that. All right, so Francis Cleveland booked at 2 for you, Rothbardian. So, Freebird, what do you think for 2?
I am going with Nancy Reagan.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think she definitely aged really well.
She did. She was like, was she about as old as he was? Is she still alive? No, she died a few years ago. Man, they lived for a long time. Both of them. Yes, I like that. Do you like the hair?
I don't know what that is, but I feel like as soon as women get to a certain age, that's just like the hairstyle that happens. Because, right? Like, I feel like, yeah, like my grandma had it, I'm pretty sure. Both of them.
Yeah, my grandma has that too.
At some point, that's just the hairstyle that women get at a certain age. And I don't know why that is.
She's incredibly thin. She's an incredibly thin woman. Like, tiny, even. Very interesting. All right, so number 2, Nancy Reagan, is booked for you. So number 1, all right, this is it. This is where things start to get really interesting here. I'm very interested to see this. Elf, your number 1 pick for bootiest first lady.
Maybe controversial. I have Helen Taft.
Helen Taft.
I think she's insanely elegant. She has lots of style. She stayed pretty through the years. I'll put like a link to one. She also had like, maybe she's the lady with the most first lady portraits because she's got a lot of portraits of herself.
She seems to have a lot of portraits of herself, but I think I'm seeing the official portrait here where she looks like she's sitting on a bench and she's wearing like this insanely poofy regalia, white and gold regalia. Are you seeing all this one?
Yeah, I think that's it. She's got one.
That one she's looking good in that one. Yeah. Let's bring the large chokers back. The very large style of choker.
Look at her hair, that long braid down the side. She knew she had it going on.
She knew she had it back in the 1890s? I don't even know.
1910.
Okay. 1910. All right. So Helen Taft, booked for 1. Okay. Rothbardian, who is your number 1 bootiest?
My number 1 bootiest is a fellow Eastern European, and that is going to be Melania Trump.
Yes! That's great. Perfect. Yeah, you got to represent the tribe, I understand.
Yeah, so I have to represent the tribe.
Now, here's a real question. What is the feature on Melania that you are driven, like, that you see first?
Her
cheekbones, those ridiculous cheekbones.
Yeah,
powerful cheeks. As you can tell, I'm a Melania fan. I'm a big Melania fan. All right, there you go. All right, booked. Freebird, you have got the last choice here.
Okay, so my number 1 is Sarah Angelica Van Buren, who was Martin Van Buren's daughter-in-law. And something I found interesting is that when she took over the role, she was 20. So imagine a 20-year-old now being First Lady of the United States. We have a lot of TikTok videos, like TikTok dancing in the White House.
Jesus. But like, yeah, you're right. That's what she would be doing, right?
Wow. Yeah, but Sarah Angelica Van Buren, she's just like really cute. She's got dimples. She's got like style. She's just, I don't know, something about her that I found I was like, she's pretty, but she's also 20, so that probably helps her a lot.
Sarah Angelica Van Buren. There you go. Booked in. The only issue that I've got here is that she's got the things going on with the side of the hair. I have to come to understand that that was the fashion style of the time. She's got a peacock thing on her head here. This one's good.
She also had the best portrait for, like, all the ladies before her and quite a few after her. She had, like, one of the best portraits.
Oh, for sure.
Like, with, like, quality. Like, she actually cared about it or something.
So you are talking about the one that you can find on Wikipedia?
I think maybe.
And she's next to the bust of...
Yeah, her.
That, please don't tell me that's just the bust of her father that she's next to. That's really odd. Wow. That's weird when you look at that. Yeah, you know what? I'm growing an appreciation for her because she's got that style. She definitely has this. She's also only wearing one glove. Did you check this? Check that out.
Yeah.
One glove. Oh. One single glove. Where's the other glove?
Martin. That fox.
That's interesting.
All right, there you go. Who is that? That's not his wife. You just said that was his daughter?
No, it's his daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law?
Yeah.
So not even related to him?
Yeah, that's his oldest son's daughter.
Wow.
Yeah, so when he first became president, like, there was no first lady because he was a widower, and then his oldest son married this girl, and so she became the first lady.
Now I imagine if she had a TikTok. Now I kind of just want the next first lady to be doing TikToks in the White House, like breaking all sorts of security protocols, like what's her name's daughter? Kellyanne Conway's daughter.
Imagine, like, yeah, all the dancing nurse TikTok videos, but, like, just in the White House and all that fun stuff.
Secret Service.
She's trying to get Secret Service to play along. God, I hate this girl. And she's running around, like, baking shit and making a mess in the kitchen.
She's always tweeting about her depression and, like, dyeing her hair different colors.
Oh, my God.
Yes! She's an e-girl. you know what, Elf, I think I have to, at this point, sort of disagree with you about the top e-girl, because I'm actually taking Sarah Angelica Van Buren as the top first lady e-girl. I think I might have to do that.
She's got a really good case for it, honestly.
Strong case.
The age, yeah.
Wow, so, all right, let me give the review here. We don't have a definitive answer, but I guess I'll put it to you if you couldn't choose your own, which one you'd have to choose. But let me give the official lists here. So, Elf, you've chosen for your bootiest from 5-1, Michelle Obama, Rosalind Carter, Frances Cleveland, Melania Trump, and Helen Herron Taft. Rothbardian, you've chosen from 5-1, Rosalind Carter, Martha Washington, Grace Coolidge, Frances Cleveland, and Melania Trump. And Freebird, you've chosen from 5-1, Edith Roosevelt, Grace Coolidge, Jill Biden, Nancy Reagan, and Sarah Angelica Van Buren. So there's a lot more agreement amongst all of you. Melania Trump is placing higher in agreement than anyone else is, but I will let the three of you choose. If you couldn't choose your own and you had to choose one of the three, Sarah Angelica Van Buren, Melania Trump, or Helen Herron Taft, Freebird, who do you choose if you can't choose Sarah Angelica?
Oh, man, that's tough.
Lonnie Trump or Helen Herron Taft?
I'm gonna say Melania because she was on my list before I revised it.
Okay, so, Rothbardian, who do you choose if you can't choose Melania? Do you choose Helen Herron Taft or Sarah Angelica Van Buren?
I would go with Helen Taft. I think that picture of her with the gold, what's it called? Like when she was in a purple dress and there was something gold outfit and you said, oh, like she knew she had it going on. I think she did have it going on.
She had it going on. And Elf, if you couldn't choose Helen Herron Taft, are you choosing between Sarah Angelica Van Buren or Melania Trump?
To keep on theme and not be, well, I was thinking like this isn't agreeable at all, but I was going to go with the Van Buren lady. So it doesn't help at all.
You simply can't agree on your phone. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. So we have a three-way tie between Sarah Angelica Van Buren, Melania Trump, and Helen Herron Taft. Listeners, well, TLE ladies, you decide who is the most beautiful out of all of them. Wow.
We don't care about your opinion, men folk.
Well, we did ours. We did ours, and we succeeded, and we won the day, obviously, and, you know, now the ladies get their time. Man, that was good. I felt like that was educational, and I felt like there's now people have got a lot more information on first ladies. I guess. Which they'll forget tomorrow. But that's okay. Now you know who the hottest is. Or maybe you don't. Who knows?
Maybe you have your own.
Maybe you have your own. I don't. Mine was Melania. That's who I had to pick. I'm not even 100% sure I believe that. Yeah. We did our ugliest, we did our prettiest. Is there anything that any of you ladies would like to say to any of the fellow TLE Lady listeners or the larger TLE listening community? Anybody have anything? Any statements you want to make?
Check out Girls Town. It's the superior website on the internet. It's well made. That's all Gracious. I have.
Okay. Either the birds, you guys want to give any plugs? You guys have any merch stores? You guys do anything? any events you're planning?
I would just say chirp, chirp. I am at Fratbirdian on the bird site while there is a bird site still. And yeah. I don't know. I hope that people find a way to keep sane.
Oh boy, we're trying. We're trying to help. Well, I'm actually trying to make people more insane, but. Freebird, you?
Yeah, I would say you can follow me at Carry On Freebird. And since I don't have my own podcast, I'll plug someone else's. So listen to Peaceful Treason because they're working on it and putting it back up.
Yes.
And I have a strong affiliation for one of those hosts.
I'm going to say this on air because they need to get it together and get those episodes out because Peaceful Treason, while it was up, was my favorite podcast to listen to. My absolute favorite podcast. Everything about that show is amazing. Boys, I know you're listening. Get to work, because I need my entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Let's go, chop chop.
My entertainment back. All right, and Elf, would you like to perhaps plug yourself, either it be your private account or your job account?
Just follow the Timeline Earth Twitter account. I don't have a real Twitter account. I only do my job. Certainly wouldn't be presenting a conflict of interest.
Of course not. Right. There's no, you don't have any other accounts you use. We're still on. Okay, good. Good. Very strong. Very powerful. All right. Good. I'm going to end it here. I'm just going to say thank you, ladies. Happy Valentine's Day to all you. I hope you found love. And if you haven't, I hope you find it soon. All the listeners, if you haven't found love, I love you, okay?
I love you.
Because I love everybody. All right. Keep your pants tight. Tell someone you love them today. And somebody say, keep two hands on the wheel.
Keep two hands on the wheel.
Squaw!